represented on the national scale. And I'd like to help facilitate that somehow.
Thank you.
Okay, Rob?
Thank you very much. Lori, you've worked with us for some time on programming. I guess one of the things that I'd be interested to know is, do you think that tribal stations have got programming needs that Pacifica could fulfill? And if so, what types of programming needs are they?
Well, this is a highly politically charged area, and there are many issues underlying everything here. When I started to vote here a few years ago, there were no Democratic representatives on the ticket, on the ballot. And I see it's shifting a bit, and I think Democracy Now has a lot to do with that. Just the awareness is changing. The underlying tone of the whole area is changing. I'd like to see more inclusion of Native American issues as they play out within the community, and vice versa. I'd like to see more interviews that highlight those underlying tensions. That conflict.
Okay,
but also includes the local Native art. The hand drum contest is one of the largest hand drum contests in the Midwest. And it's something that could be actually aired on Pacifica, as well as our local Native concerts. And I was trying to do that with you, absolutely. I just ran out of time to do everything that I wanted to do. That was my major problem. And there is a... if Pacifica could help also with training, we do need some technical assistance here, as well as, I'm sure, many of the local stations. Bay Village also needs. So we would appreciate any help in that respect. Also, inclusion of the nonsense in the archives. We could develop programs based on some of the archival resources. That would be fantastic. Anything else?
No, that's good. Thank you very much, Lori.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, so I think that's the end of the stack here. And Nia?
Yes. I make a motion that we, on the 28th, when I said the 21st is Hanukkah?
Mm-hmm.
Is that so?
That's correct.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. This is George.
Yes, George.
I want to amend that. I want to meet on the 21st.
Okay. So it's been amended to meet on the 21st.
I need a second for that.
This is Grace. I second that.
Okay. So
can I speak to that?
Sure.
The next item on our agenda is the question of severance pay for the people who we had to lay off at the national office. I also celebrate Hanukkah, and I'm going to be selling it with my grandchildren. And I can think of no better way to celebrate it than to have this board create a mitzvah for those people by giving them the kind of severance that we would give any of our employees. I think we owe it to them. I think we need to do it, and I think we need to do it soon rather than later.
Mm-hmm.
Money which is not in their pockets can't be spent for Christmas or Hanukkah or anything else. So I move we move this. Our next meeting be the 21st.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Isn't the next meeting already the 21st?
No. Hasn't been said, Kathy. We only had a discussion about it. It wasn't voted on, and I asked Jack to fill in the next few Sundays or Fridays, and then I think it was you or Wendy who said that they, it was Wendy who said that she couldn't do Friday, so we penciled in the Sunday.
Okay.
Sherry, this is Jamie with a point of information.
Jamie.
Yes, are we going to get to the loan issue this evening?
We're done, Jamie, for tonight. We're only setting the next meeting.
Okay, then can I speak on the stack then?
For the next meeting?
Yes.
Yep. And Bonnie to stack also.
Point of order from Jack.
Point of order.
The bylaws state that we will establish a protocol for balloting at a meeting in December for this affiliate's election. I just want to bring it to the attention of the body that that needs to be a priority item. As provided we have another meeting in December, then we don't have to do it today. It's just a decision whether to do a snail mail ballot, where to mail it, or where to do an email ballot and waive confidentiality, et cetera.
Okay.
Mm. I'm with Jack.
Right.
Can I get on the stack, Sherry?
Jamie, would you go next, please? And then
okay.
Bonnie.
Yeah, my comment is about the loan. My understanding is we have to vote whether to accept it, and there's a time window around that.
But thanks for the question. Jamie, the loan is open for 60 days.
Right, I understand that. So, but we need to get to that. If there's issues there, which for me there are, we need to get them squared away.
It's true.
So I would move that we do meet on the 21st to give us as much time as possible to deal with that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Who is that? Talk, speak.
Hey, do we have time? Question at me at it. Listening to find out whether or not you...
No, AC...
Speaking of time...
I'm sorry, Bonnie was before you and then AC.
Should I go ahead, Madam Chair?
Please.
I am just uncomfortable with having us have a meeting on a major holiday for a portion of the board and also for our listeners. I agree that we need to meet probably a couple of times before the end of the year, so I'm a little bit torn on this, but I really don't think that it's right for us to meet on the first night of Hanukkah.
Okay.
Wait, Wendy, please.
Madam Chair, you're next.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, point of order.
I really don't like to speak so loud. First of all, we extended for 10 minutes. I had said 15. That went nowhere. Now we're at 12 minutes after. So could we just suspend the rules? Let's just say we vote on the severance thing now.
No.
How long is that going to take?
I object.
No. No.
I
will not.
I think we're going to regret it, but anyway. Go.
All right. We're only going to talk about the next meeting, and that's it. AC, you're next.
Yeah, I agree with what Bonnie just said, but on the other hand, I also like this is a very historical where an end ceremony is taking place on the 20th. A lot of people have to see to it that their relatives back to where they're going and so forth.
AC, we're talking about December.
I know we are.
Oh, all right.
December?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be. I mean, if we're lucky, he'd be sworn in early, but I don't think it's till January.
Okay. Sorry, I mean,
that's
was
okay.
Not
Wendy?
I'm being really dumb. I thought we were talking about changing the meeting from the 28th because that was Hanukkah, and then Bonnie's saying 21st is no good because that's the first day of Hanukkah. I'm forgetting my Jewish holidays. So are we talking about all those days of Hanukkah?
Hanukkah's the first day is the 21st.
And the last day is the 28th?
And I guess we could get into quibbling over that. I guess I confess to falling in the somewhere between Reformed and Conservative where the first day was always given a little bit more importance.
Well, okay, here's my own position. I'm having surgery on the 22nd. And so I would prefer to actually get it done first, and we're always going to be able to come up with a reason why we shouldn't meet. So I guess I'm just speaking in support of the 21st.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack? Okay. So then hearing nobody else who wants to comment, let's vote on
Jamie?
All right, Jamie.
Sorry. If there's another day around there, you know, that would be better, you know, that would be fine with me, too. I mean, I don't have to meet on the 21st, but I would like to get to the loan as soon as possible. It seems like the 28th is kind of late.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack?
Yes, Yosh for the stack.
Go ahead, Yosh.
I mean, we could consider Saturday the 20th or Friday the 19th. I understand that at least one person cannot make a Friday, but that appears to be only one out of 22 people.
I can't make either one of those days, so.
What happens with the finances if we don't? Well, I know it's a long discussion, but don't we have to kind of decide one way or the other pretty soon?
Let's just have a vote on the 21st. Yeah. If it passes, great. If not, we'll go to the 28th. Madam Secretary?
Am I on?
You are, dear.
All right. Grace, Aaron?
Yes.
Is this for the 21st?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Let's be clear.
Nia Bediaco?
No.
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Pass?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Mike Martin?
No.
Effie Nwangaza?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott? Margaret?
I think Margaret's not here.
George Reiter?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Lori Taguma?
Pass.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yo Shamanaka?
Yes.
AC? AC Bird? You passed, I think. Hello?
Abstain.
Okay, thank you. And Lori Taguma?
Abstain.
In favor, and 1, 2, 4 against, with 2 abstentions.
Okay, the next meeting is on the 21st at 5 o'clock. This meeting is over. It's adjourned. Thank you all.
Point of information, Sherry, before you go.
Yes. Kathy.
I was just wondering about the general managers. Will you be contacting them about?
I'm gonna notify them to be ready. But now everybody wants to. We're still not done with the, the voting. We're gonna have to have an online conversation about how to conduct the vote for the affiliates.
Sherry, it might end up getting delayed anyway. You're saying.
Sherry, the PNB just voted that the GMs would present at the next meeting, which is next Sunday.
Yeah, so they also are worried about the loan. We also have to figure out how to vote about the affiliates. There's a continued agenda.
Are you going to support the PNB motion?
What? I don't understand the tenor of the question, Wendy.
It's not the tenor. We just voted that the GMs would present their turnaround plan.
Said I would notify the GMs of the vote of the PMB.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Point of information here before we leave. Sorry, Sherry. This is not a continued meeting on the 21st.
Is it a meeting?
It's a meeting. It's another meeting of PMB.
A different meeting. Thank you very much.
All right, I actually don't know. I'll have to ask George. I'll write to him. But
no,
my email.
I don't think we agreed to it as a continuation, okay, which is necessary.
Okay,
I'll
ask
something.
George.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Sherry.
Good night. Thank you.